Welcome. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is the Tapping into Wealth Transformation Module 4. In today's module, we will be talking about outrageous goals. And the goal of this module is really about starting to set an outrageous goal and make progress towards it quickly. So in my mind, what happens when you do the work around the goal and what I've seen is that you start to become more focused and enthusiastic in the ways that you earn money. For some of you, it might be marketing yourself or charging in a bigger way or in a more leveraged way. And for others, it might be different changes you make in your career if you're a career or a person. So what we're going to do first is really uncover and then clear that first layer of limiting beliefs about earning more money so that you can open up to the bigger ideas that will be wanting to come through you, the bigger ideas about how it could start to unfold that you're earning much bigger money, much more income, and taking that inspired action on those inspired ideas. Next, we're going to start to move into uncovering and clearing the deeper level of what starts to create procrastination. Often the things that we say, we're like, I don't know why, but I find myself procrastinating. I don't know why I look back at last week and realize I spent the whole week doing busy week or distracting myself or running off to help somebody else's emergency, and I literally got nothing done. And so it's the things that are hidden at a deeper level that stop us from doing literally the very exact focused things that would actually create more money. And it's fascinating when you go after money programs specifically, that's what you start to see is what's really happening inside of me that stops me from doing the very specific things that would actually bring in more money. How do I do that? And at the core of that is always some specific programming around why it's not safe to earn more money, and instead we stop, get ourselves stuck, or we actually sabotage and undo some of our progress. So we're going to touch on some themes that we touched on in the money map, because we did talk about goals in the money map process, but we're going to be getting into it much more deeply today. So the first thing I want to say is that goals are incredibly powerful. You could go on Amazon and order thousands of books about goals, on how to set them, and every single book would say to you how important goal setting is, and they would refer to all sorts of studies that prove that when you set a goal, you are way more likely to achieve it. When you write a goal down, just writing it down on a piece of paper, you're way more likely to achieve it, that goals setting is one of the most powerful things you can do. So why aren't they fun? Why don't we do them? Why do we find that 80 to 90% of small business owners and self-employed people literally never set an actual goal for not only their business income, but also for their personal income? Because goals are also incredibly powerful at creating resistance. And not so much creating is probably not the right word, but shining a light on or bringing to the surface hidden resistance. So I think it's very powerful to look at this very, very specifically, this type of money. I call it a type of money, which is represented by a goal because it's a future and potential level of earning, and that is a type of money that will trigger us very, very differently. So I like looking at things, as you probably know at this point in the program, going after the specific block to get a very specific result, and of course, that is the engineer in me. I want to see specific pathway to a specific block for a specific result and a real payoff, and so that it does change the actions and the ideas that start to flow towards your goal. So, I think it's worth being said that the upside of a goal and what a goal is really supposed to do is a goal is supposed to trigger within you at a very unconscious, really subconscious level, which is a more creative part of you. It's less linear. It makes quantum leaps. It's where inspiration and ideas come from. It's supposed to trigger that part of you to start throwing up ideas. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall. And so when you have a goal that feels good and you're excited about it and you have this energy of, I wonder how and what that would look like, you will often find yourself inspired with one or even more ideas that will come up that will have something to do with actually achieving that goal, and you'll start to sift through them. Now, whether or not you take action on them depends on what kind of blocks or resistance you have to them, but truly the goal is there as a placeholder of what the future could be like, and then your system will start creating ideas and inspirations and even things that might not seem linear or make sense, nudges to act that in the grand scheme of things will unfold in a journey that will lead you directly to that goal. Now, so many of you that have studied law of attraction or positive thinking and have heard lots of inspirational speakers or just successful people speak, so many times we've heard the story in reverse. They're here now. They've arrived at this place of success. And then there's a story that sounds like, I took this step and people thought I was crazy and it didn't make sense and I don't even know why I took it. But then this synchronicity happened and then this happened and I couldn't believe it because then this appeared and then it actually led to another direction and then that started to create a whole different thing. And we've heard the story in reverse. And when we do, it's amazing. Like you think, wow, how did all of those synchronicities happen, like at the right moment, at the right time, and they took a leap of faith and did something that seemed strange, but they had the impulse and they did it. Well, this is what is going to happen to you moving forward. And although when we hear the stories that people tell and we hear it in retrospect, it all sounds so brilliant. You can see now that the whole thing was like almost like it was orchestrated, right? Even the ups and downs seem to all have had this perfect place in the overall plan. Going forward, we don't have the ability of that much hindsight to see, wow, everything that's unfolding is miraculously going to support me, but that is exactly what's going to start happening. Goals will trigger in you impulses and ideas and impulses to act and reach out and make a phone call and have a conversation or sometimes just share your enthusiasm. And that will start to pull and create more manifestation, the next step. And it's very exciting and it takes these little leaps of faith. And in order to stay in leaps of faith, we have to stay open and excited. And that's where, even after we do the tapping today, continuing to use tapping to clear resistance that comes up around a goal, like on a daily basis, is a powerful way to stay open and inspired and in motion, because every time a little bit of resistance comes up or fear or confusion or a stopping point, we can use tapping in the moment, which is what I recommend. And that is the only reason I'm talking to you here today, because I started from nowhere and nothing as an engineer who was doing sales, driving around New England in a Ford Taurus, literally less than 10 years ago, knocking on doors of my customers and selling them clean room gowning to create drugs and semiconductors. Couldn't have been further away, had never even heard of law of attraction. And when I stepped into my business and I started creating these real outrageous goals following what I was learning and teaching to my clients, the only way that I could stay open to these outrageous goals I was setting, which, by the way, the goals look exactly like what I do now, right? These were the goals. The only way I could stay open was by waking up every day, looking at the goal and feeling barrage of all the stuff we're going to tap on today, feeling it again, and then tapping and tapping and tapping and voicing it, and then coming back to a lighter energy, an open energy, an energy of like, well, what if? What if? And from that energy, I kept taking action, actions that didn't make sense, actions that seemed bizarre at the time, actions that I wasn't sure how people were going to respond to. And when I look back, every one of those actions was a crazy, unexpected step that led to 10 other things that led to where I am now in some sort of a crazy, magical way. Now, I also worked hard at staying present and staying positive by using tapping every day on my goal, and it really impressed upon me how triggering a goal is, because I would do a ton of tapping, and the next day I would look at my goal and want to light myself on fire because it felt terrible and impossible. And that's why I'm teaching it to you right now, because I learned setting a goal, incredibly powerful, and one of the most triggering things that you can do. So I want to give you a process to start the process for you and that you can use on a regular basis to keep yourself in the sweet spot of having this goal move you forward to a completely new place in your life, both in terms of income and the impact that you're having and the way that you're living, keep you moving towards it and minimize the resistance, right? And if I put what we're doing here in a nutshell, that's what it is, minimizing the resistance so that you keep moving forward. You actually have all of the brilliance and courage and passion locked away inside of you that you need to grow yourself into the person that is earning at an outrageous goal level, whatever that goal is for you, and living the life and having the impact that goes with someone at that level of earning and literally personal empowerment. You have everything within you. I don't even need to impart anything into you. We just need to keep you clearing away the blocks so you keep moving forward. The other interesting thing about goals, I mentioned that they trigger your unconscious mind. It's like you put a goal down and it becomes a problem that needs to be solved. And your unconscious mind will start throwing up ideas in a way like, it's almost like, how do I solve this problem? Now, the interesting thing about that is that you will, as soon as you put down a goal, say you put down a goal of earning $150,000 a year, and right now you're at 75, right? When you put down that goal of $150,000 a year, and say that's in 3 years or 2 years or 5 years, whatever it is for you, you will start to generate within you ideas and inspirations that would match you earning that number. And if you believe in law of attraction, and I do, you will start finding showing up in your life the exact match from the universe, ideas, inspiration, people going, hey, what do you think about this? And you're like, oh my God, that's exactly what I've been thinking. Can I help you? And you're like, wow. So the law of attraction sense, you will start attracting the people, the resources, the external ideas and strategies that line up with you earning $150,000. What I have found is that when your goal is relatively close to where you're earning now, not a huge leap forward, the ideas and inspirations and strategies will probably make a lot more sense, right? Anybody who is a coach, the logical thing for them to do is to start having more conversations with people and offering coaching, and that will immediately, directly affect their income. They could probably double their income just by doing that alone within a couple of months. Very obvious, straightforward actions, right? However, and what I recommend is having two tiers of a goal, like a goal for the next 2 to 3 years, and then like an outrageous goal, which is a bigger, bolder goal, kind of nice to have both, because the bigger, bolder, more outrageous goals will trigger a completely different set of ideas and inspirations and resources and law of attraction, bringing you people, a whole different set. Because those will be the things that will line up with the bigger goal. right? So instead, I didn't really set a goal of being a practitioner that was thriving and making a good living. That would be one goal, and I sort of started out that way. But I had this outrageous goal of seeing myself on stage and impacting, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And so the inspirations and the things that happened to me to match that were very, very different than just building a lucrative, thriving practice as a coach or tapping practitioner. So it's good to be thoughtful about the goals that you're setting and how they are going to draw from you ideas and inspirations and draw from the universe people and resources and things that show up and divinely support you. The other thing that I want to say about that is, and this is what I've noticed, and, you know, this is a conversation I actually had with Bob Doyle on an interview, and we had this fantastic conversation about it, and he called me. The second I did the interview, we hung up, and the phone rang, and he was like, wow, that was the most fascinating thing I've ever talked about. He loved it, which was this. The closer your income goal is to where you are now, as I started to say, like the more straightforward the ideas will be, the more it is outrageous and, you know, it's like three, so instead of making 100,000, it's like 350,000. The ideas and the inspirations will actually seem less logical and connected. And you might say to yourself, that doesn't even seem to connect in a logical line. It will be things that will have more of a quantum leap effect on you over time. So they'll be less understandable in the moment, and that's where you hear these stories of people who did something big, and they took these leaps of faith that didn't seem to make logical sense at the time. Okay, so be aware of that. I want to get that into your logical thinking brain before we actually start jumping into the transformational work, when your logical thinking brain will be sort of overwhelmed a little bit at that point. Okay, so I want to give you a list of six things, and so if you wanted to write this down, this is a time to get a paper and pen. These are the six things that are, to me, the key things that get triggered when you set a goal. So I want to give you this list so you have them. They're also in my book, Tapping Into Wealth, on page 144 in the soft cover anyway. But I wanted to give you this list so that you're very, very clear about these are all the things that are going to happen to me affecting my, every time I look at my goal, these are the things that will come up. So the first thing that gets triggered is your immediate belief that your goal is, whether or not your goal is even remotely possible. So it's all about this immediate reaction around that's impossible, and that's some of the tapping that we're going to do today. You have a very strong analytical mind, and often your goal represents a place where you have never been before, right? And so it's like, that doesn't even feel possible. Secondly, your immediate identification of someone or something that you believe is in your way. And this happens to a lot of people who have a business or are employed professionally. It's like, well, I have this very specific thing that says this can never happen. Sometimes it's a competitor in the market or the nature of the market or the structure of the company or just somebody like that is really blocking you. Thirdly, an immediate arising and experiencing of feelings and thoughts about a shortcoming you believe you have. Right? So things that you feel are missing in you and getting in the way of your success. And it can bring up very painful emotions around that, like, I don't have what it takes. And I added in that one, because it's similar in that category, is goal trauma, is a pre-existing goal trauma, which will reinforce, I don't have what it takes. I know for sure because I tried it before and it didn't work. Number four is your lack of the time or energy that would make it difficult to imagine doing more. And so there's kind of two things in this one. It's the belief that to make that much money, that goal, it would have to be a struggle, or I'd have to work a lot harder. And your current situation around, like, how little time you already have, how little energy you already may have, like, how am I ever going to work that much harder to create that? So that's number four. Your current lack of energy or time that makes it difficult to even imagine achieving something bigger. Number five is having debt. You know, just having a debt situation can overwhelm everything with a strong negative feeling and just kind of make you feel very hopeless, right? The sixth one is the immediate arising of a question. And it does come from the inner skeptic a little bit. It doesn't sound skeptical, but it's more a piece of your analytical mind that's very like step by step and I need to see it all. And it's the question of, I don't know how to get there. So if I don't know how to get there and I always have to figure everything out before I can even take a step, then how can this goal be possible? Right? So it's like, I don't know how to get there. And I've seen, you know, people who are very achievement-based and very intelligent, this is a tough one for them. Right? They're like, I do things in a certain way, and I'm very smart, and I pride myself on that, and I have my MBA, and I've achieved all sorts of things. And if I don't know how to make this happen, then having this goal does not even make sense. Right? So it will be shut down right there. So those are the six key things I want you to be aware of that will shift and show up at different points. And that's where I'm talking about to be committed to earning this outrageous goal and have your life shift into this level, which is a journey and a process. You have to be committed to using this quick little tool of tapping. It can literally take 30 seconds of tapping to just bring down some of these pieces of resistance as they, you know, as they appear. Okay, so what I want you to do now is take your same piece of paper that probably have out in front of you, and I want you to actually write down your income goal. And let's set one that would just be for the next couple of years. It doesn't have to be like 5 years or 10 years or millions and trillions of dollars, just the next logical jump up. Right? And this should not be based on the bare minimum. This number, one way of looking at it is to say most of us have a sense of what our monthly bills are. We know what our mortgage is. We have a sense of how much money goes out every month to pay all of our bills. And so you would take that number and then you would add on to that number. So that's you meeting all of your commitments, paying your bills, and all that great stuff. And then you would add on to that number the amount of money that you would make life way more fun for you, right? And so it doesn't have to be $10,000 more. This first goal could really be even just $1,000 or more, or $1,500 or $2,000. So imagine if you had $2,000 more a month gross on top of the money that you need to survive and pay your bills. Like, what would that be like, right? You might spend the first 6 months of that paying down some debt, but you have this extra money there that you can also build up in a savings account and, you know, have some fun with it, right? Maybe you could buy a car because that's enough for a car payment. So I want you to put in a good, like, cushion of just gross. So if you want it to be $2,000 after taxes, let's get specific, you need to bump that number up so that it would be what the gross per month is. So get that number down. And it's okay to kind of take a guess. I like to do it a little bit more disciplined to make sure that we're being very thoughtful and thinking about what it would be like to have that extra money per month and not just jumping to a huge number like a million, which sometimes isn't very triggering because it's too big and it's too far away. It won't shine a light as specifically on the resistance, which is really what we want to see. Okay, I worked with a lot of business owners who'd learned Law of Attraction, and you know their business was pretty much break even when they paid themselves a modest salary, but their goal that had written down everywhere from sharing Jack Canfield and The Secret was $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, and $1 million was so far in a way that it did not trigger any resistance. It just felt fun and it felt good and it just sat there for years as a sign until it started to feel like it was mocking them. And I can't believe how many really positive business owners did this exact same thing. And then I show up and I say, what if you each earned $50,000 more in income? That would mean $100,000 more coming into the business a year. And everybody got incredibly triggered. So this work I teach, I have learned it from people and from myself. Okay, so I want you to take a look at that goal that I just had you very thoughtfully create. And I'd like you to, just for fun, set a goal for how much you'd like in your savings account. So now we're going to add to that just a number. You know, maybe it's roughly 6 months of living expenses in the bank, which is a very common thing that financial advisors and smart people tell you to have. But get a number for what you would like to have in basically your liquid savings account in case of emergency, in case of a car issue, in case of a buffer or loss of income. I want you to add that in. So you're earning that much and you've got that much in your savings account. And let's just do a quick test, okay? So I want you to write the following. Just write down the words, it's impossible. And then we're going to rate that on a scale of 1 to 10. So say out loud, looking at that income goal, it's impossible. I know that's a negative thing to say, but just say it out loud, it's impossible. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how true does it feel if 10 feels very true? Now, a lot of people at this point will tell me, it's around 5 or 6. And so what's interesting about that is that it's like you want that number, but you only believe it's 50% possible, which is sort of like saying what I do believe is possible is half that number, which is often what people are making right now, right? And so when you don't have a goal, you actually have a default unspoken goal that all of your brilliance and ideas are responding to, which is what you're earning now. So when you don't set a goal in your income, there's a goal that's actually unspoken, that's what you're earning now. So everything in your life, what you attract by Law of Attraction and ideas and inspiration, are all going to keep coming around to feed the same amount of money you're making right now, which is kind of scary, right? So even if when it's a 5, which doesn't seem too bad, it's basically saying there is a 50% push in me against this number. That's why I want you to think of it. I have a 50% push against it, which means what I'll allow myself to earn is about half of that. It's kind of funny how that works out. Okay, now what I want you to do is double the number. Just double it randomly. And I found doing this with lots and lots of groups of business people, as soon as I said, gave them this real specific process to go to thoughtfully create that income number, and then I just said, double it, everybody got mad at me. People moaned and groaned, what? And the reason that I have you double it is because now the resistance gets louder. I would actually hear people murmur, that's impossible. That's just ridiculous now. I mean, that would take a miracle. And it's like, okay. And so we're starting to see, we talked about in one of the other modules, probably module 1, the idea of the set point. I think we talked about it in Module 2 as well. We start to see a set point that's wired in you that actually comes from your paradigm that says, well, this number feels 50% possible, but this new number, now that's just ridiculous. That's just outside of the realm. And it's really good for you to see, because we so often say, oh, you know, everyone talks about programming and I have money blocks, but it's this big mystery, right? Like, what are they? Well, this is a very, very specific way to see the actual dollars and cents numbers that are programmed into you, mind, body, soul, nervous system, around where your set point is, because it gives you a more visceral, that's crazy reaction. So let's test it. On a scale of 1 to 10, say out loud, that's impossible, and see how true it feels. The next thing I want you to say, so write down the words really, really hard, really hard, so that you can rate this one and say out loud, it will probably be really hard. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how true does that feel? The next one, I want you to write down these words, I can do it. I can do it. And then say it out loud, I can do it! And see how true that feels on a scale of 1 to 10. Does it feel really true? Is that a 10 for you? I can do it! And now write down the words, I really want it. And then say that out loud. I really want this. And just feel. I'm not there. You know, I can't test the sound of your voice or how much you're putting into it. But if you were being objective, on a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is totally your passion and heartfelt, you're like, I really want it. Yes. If that's a 10, where are you? Or are you buffering that emotion and that desire down to protect yourself? Because if you're afraid or believe it's likely that it's not, like if it all feels true, it doesn't feel possible, it'll probably be really hard, then you won't put your heart into wanting it, because you'll be protecting yourself from disappointment. That actually makes perfect sense, but do you see how it will limit your goal? The last one is, I want you to write down the words, I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to get there. And say that out loud, I don't know how to get there. I have no idea how to get there. And I need to. And I need to. So how true does that feel on a scale of 1 to 10? And the important thing is, how does it feel when you say it and it feels true? Is it like, I have no idea how to get there, but I want it? Or is it like, I have no idea how to get there, and it's sort of a sobering, this goal makes me a little anxious and uncomfortable. And so, you know, interestingly, I used to do this with so many businesses, and I was surprised at how forthcoming team members were, these employees, about saying, I feel really anxious right now. This is making me feel anxious, right? And these, a lot of times it was salespeople, right, who should be, the management would want them setting a goal for their income, because that means they're going to sell harder, right? They're like, I want to leave. Like, I feel stressed. I mean, one guy, I was so impressed at how brave he was, he said, I kind of feel like I'm going to throw up. And I was like, I have hit on something really important here. So it's really important to see this, to take what's hidden, these hidden roots, these hidden things that are kind of puppeting us, and see what they are very clearly and specifically in black and white on a piece of paper, right? Like the money map, this is really powerful to look at because it will stop you from going after a goal with your energy, with your enthusiasm, with your inspiration, with collaboration, with talking about it and bringing in resources and letting resources appear for you. All of that responds to like enthusiasm and inspiration. And if you don't let yourself carry that, how is the dream going to come into play? Because there is nothing that you want that won't come through and with other people, right? Every goal that we set is going to come through and with other people. Some may be collaborators or supporters, and some are going to be customers or clients or our employer. So everything is going to come through and with other people. And if we're not enthusiastic about it, that means we don't bring that energy and allow other people to help us really co-create it. Like, people are going to help you co-create this goal, believe it or not. Okay, so I want to do some tapping right here on just bringing down it's impossible, because I want to honor that the it's impossible immediate sort of like, that feels crazy, that feels impossible. This is your analytical mind, and this is a great part of your mind, right? It's kind of like the manager of your mind. It's like, these are all the steps, and this is what I do, and I need to be logical, and I need to know how to do it, and I need to know how to get there. And if it doesn't make sense, well, I've never been there before, why would I, it doesn't feel possible to me. It's not the inspired, open, sort of infinitely, like things are infinitely possible part of your mind. We want to honor that part of our mind, but just by doing some quick tapping, we can bring it down and allow the inspired part of our mind to flourish when we're sitting here looking at a process around outrageous goals. Because there is a time to be analytical and step-by-step and strategic and in action, and there's also a time to be open and be open to possibility and making quantum leaps. We need both of those energies to go for an outrageous goal. So I want to walk you through the tapping that will just turn that down. And the way that we turn it down is by not fighting it at all. We actually voice it loudly, exactly like it's the truth, and amazingly, it reduces. Okay? So I'm just going to jump into the tapping points as I always do, and you can just follow after me. There's my income number. I'm looking at it, and it really feels impossible. It's totally impossible. Impossible for me. There's no way that can happen. And I have a pretty open mind, but being honest, there's a part of me that very skeptically says, no way, no way, no way that's possible. The truth is, that is impossible for me. And it would probably be really hard anyway. It would probably be exhausting. It would probably require so much sacrifice. It looks good on paper, but this goal is impossible. And that means I could fail at it. If I accept this goal it's likely I might fail. Be disappointed. And I don't want that. I have resistance against this goal. I have resistance against exactly this much money. It feels hard and impossible. And I know other people earn that much. Sometimes very easily. But for me, impossible, impossible, impossible. And I have no idea how to make it happen. So how could it possibly work? It's impossible. And that feels really bad. Depressing, disappointing, scary, too much pressure. This number with dollar signs really triggering me. It's impossible. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Okay, and take a breath. And so I want you to look at the number again and say out loud, it's impossible. And just see how true it feels. Now, every once in a while, somebody who is very tenacious about being positive thinking and never being negative will find that it actually feels worse now because they've actually tapped into and voiced the inner skeptic that they've always got kind of locked down trying to be positive. And that's okay. Do not be afraid of going bumping down into this because you will pop back out. Do not be afraid of voicing the negative in the inner critic, because we are not reinforcing it. I promise you, for 30 years, tapping has never reinforced the negative. All it's done is made it feel less true, voiced it, moved it, let it exhale out of you. Say it while tapping lets it out. And for the most part, people will look at this number and say, huh, it feels a lot more possible. But the most common thing I hear, even after one round of tapping that was only voicing the negative, is people saying, I already had an idea, Margaret. And so even if it's only gone down from a 10 of impossible to an 8 or a 7, that is a quantum, like exponential shift. Just lightening up that it's impossible a tiny bit, even a tiny bit, all of a sudden will open floodgates to inspiration. Okay? So I want to do another round of tapping that honors both sides, because we're not going to get rid of your inner skeptic or your analytical side. It is an incredibly important part of you that we want to keep around. It will compel you to do really smart things and cross every T and dot every I, right? Your inner skeptic's like an inner banker or an inner attorney or both, and it's like, hey, we got to think. It's great to think pie in the sky, but we also have to think logically as well, and we want that. We just want the flow back and forth, okay? So we're going to do another round of tapping on this goal. And this is tapping that I recommend you use on a daily basis. This is exactly the kind of tapping that I did. I would look at it, my goal, and I would literally just start tapping like crazy. I could have a client coming in the door in literally 5 minutes, and I'd just say, it's impossible, it's impossible, it's impossible, I can never do it, I can never do it, I can never do it. I'd tap like a furious mad woman, and then I'd take a breath and be like, huh, I feel way better. This is going to happen. It was amazing how quickly it shifted me. But when I had more of a moment, this was the awesome, fun tapping that I did. Okay? So looking at your doubled goal again, there's my outrageous goal. Margaret made me double it. Margaret made me double it, and there it is. It still feels a little bit impossible, but I am just going to be open to all the ways this can unfold for me. I honor my inner skeptic and all the ways it will support me. I honor my smart analytical mind and all the ways it supports me. But I also honor that I want this goal and the goal wants me. I am being drawn and called to earn this much money. It will require growth, a bit of a journey, and all sorts of crazy synchronicities. It will require inspired ideas and actions and co-creation with other people. And I am open to all of that unfolding. It's true, I have no idea how to make it happen. I don't know every step right now. That's the truth. But I don't have to. I just need to be open. I am totally open to earning that much money. And curious about how it could unfold. Imagining what it would be like and look like. Imagining, envisioning, opening. There's actually a million ways that could happen. There's actually a million ways that could happen. And I honor that too. I am open to inspired ideas. I am open to taking inspired actions. I am open to a rising feeling of enthusiasm. The energy I need to make this happen. And I'm opening to it happening the easy way. Yeah, I said it. I'm open to it being growth. A journey that unfolds beautifully. I love looking at this number. and everything it represents. I am open to earning exactly this much money. Okay, and take a breath. Doesn't that feel so much better? That used to put me in such a great, great vibe. Okay, so just breathe in that for a minute. Feel good for a minute there. And know that, again, just by shifting some of that inner skeptic, which is very smart and there to support you, but it could come turn right back on tomorrow when you look at your goal again, each time you shift it and honor it, you get more creative ideas and inspirations, and you attract more synchronicities. Okay, every time you honor it and bring down that resistance, you'll be willing to be more enthusiastic and excited about it. Okay, so I want to come to two more key pieces. One is, we touched on this in the earliest money paradigm and the money map a little bit, which is the downside that quickly starts to appear when we really picture ourselves earning that exact amount of money. So unfortunately, I can't leave you in this happy, great place. We need to come into finding some more yucky stuff, because that's what I've committed to you in this program. So if you want to stay in this good energy, you can pause the audio right now and sit in this really good energy, because that tapping that we just did, I want that to be the model of what you can use over and over, is going to put you in almost an open, meditative, inspired state. And so you can sit after that type of tapping and sit, what I used to call, sit in my envisioning mode. You know, I'd sit in a special chair or outside, and I would take some time to envision and imagine and imagineer my life and how it's going to be in very vivid terms. Now we're using what everyone teaches in the law of attraction, right? And other times, it would shift me more into very specific action. I would feel this, like, I just need to call this person. I'm just going to reach out and express my gratitude. I'm just going to, and I would find myself taking all of this action. That didn't quite make sense, but it turned out later to make a lot of sense. However, I'm going to shift now into looking at something else. Okay, so a couple of things I want to talk about. When you think about who you are now, especially when you're the goal that I made you double, what I call the outrageous goal, which isn't even probably huge enough to seem outrageous, but it is double the first number you set. And if you're feeling good now, like, this is where I find people feel better and they go, I tripled the number, because everything feels more possible and open, and they're like, I want to have a bigger number. And so this is a really good point to, if it feels good to you, to, you know, triple the number if you want to, or add on a little bit more, or round it up, as we say. Round it up. However, what I want you to do is I want you to look at it and just recognize that this number is representing a very different version of you. It's actually representing a very different version of you. It's the version of you that is doing and giving and being a person at that level of value and earning that much money. That may not be you today. And so I want you to just look at the fact that this income goal represents, it's kind of a metaphor in a way, it's a real number and it represents real income, but it also represents some other things about who you will be and the level of power you'll be standing in. Right now, in the next module, module 5, we're going to talk more about the level of power you'll be standing in. But it represents a journey. A journey to growing yourself into, to evolving into the person that easily and joyfully is giving the same value to the marketplace or to an employer that is the match for that much income. Because that's how it works, right? Money doesn't actually just fall out of the sky. Sometimes it does, but to earn consistently, we're talking about income, right? Not gifts of money falling out of the sky. It's an exchange, you know, you giving value into the marketplace and receiving that value back. So remember I said it can trigger any feelings or thoughts about shortcomings you might have, like what if I'm not good enough? Right? So there's a way that we can see this really clearly. So I want you to take a breath and close your eyes and imagine that you're standing on a stage in front of a room full of people, and the whole room is all of your if you're in a company and you're an employee in a professional job, the whole management staff. If you are a business owner or a coach, then it's a room full of perfect potential clients for you. And added into that room are your parents and colleagues and people from old jobs, people from high school. There's even some high school teachers there. And even if your parents and aunts and uncles, maybe some of them have passed on, they are there in ghostly form. And you find in your hands is a giant sign that has the goal on it, this doubled or maybe tripled now income goal. And so you're going to hold it up to the audience, to all of those people, and say, this is how much I deserve to get paid. I am totally worth it. I deserve it. And I want you to just see how that feels. And so what you're looking for is shame, sort of embarrassment or shame of I feel really funny saying I deserve it. And sometimes we'll feel some anxiety or stress response, and that's because of the embarrassment or shame and sort of breaking a rule around valuing ourselves and declaring our value. Breaking the how dare you rule that many of us learned when we were young. How dare you? And so I just want to let that visualization trigger anything in you where it's like, I don't know if I'm worth that much or what I could be doing or ever be doing that would be worth that much. And we're going to just assume that there's some of that in there, and we are going to jump in and we are going to start tapping on that, okay? So jumping in and tapping, and if you want to get a quick measurement on a scale of 1 to 10, you can do that around I'm not sure I really do deserve it and see how true that feels if 10 is completely true, and we'll jump in and we'll do the tapping. I feel ashamed. I feel embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I showed that to everyone. And they're looking at me. And it doesn't feel good. It does not feel good. They're questioning me. And I'm questioning me. They're doubting me. I'm doubting me. How could I deserve to earn that much money unless I'm working incredibly hard? So hard that I'm exhausted. I don't see how I could earn or deserve that much money. And I can see how people are looking at me. If they're looking at me this way, saying I deserve it, how would they feel about me when I'm actually earning it? If I were to earn this much money and people or my family found out, oh, that wouldn't feel good. That would not feel good on a lot of levels. I'm not sure I deserve it. And I'm afraid of how they'd look at me. I'm afraid at how people will see me. The people I'm used to being around, people like me, would judge me and reject me. This does not feel good. This is why, if I got close to earning that, I would unconsciously sabotage myself to make sure I don't ever have to feel this. I'm not sure I deserve it. And I'm quite sure people will reject me. Something about earning this much money feels really bad. I'd have to keep it a secret. And I'd have to make sure that I was overworking, overgiving, exhausting myself, or maybe even injuring myself, so that people don't judge me. So that people would say, she makes a lot of money, but that poor woman. And I'd feel a little bit better. I think I would unconsciously sabotage myself. It doesn't feel right to feel deserving and okay with earning this much money. That's strange. It's illogical. But I totally honor it. I honor all of this programming in me. It's old. It's limiting. And it's very, very specific. Embarrassment about earning more. Fear of rejection about earning more. Needing to be secretive about earning more. Not sure I deserve to earn more. I totally honor it. And I'm open to healing this. Wherever it sits in my mind, body, nervous system, wherever it sits in my energy, wherever it sits in my programming, I am breathing in light, honoring it and open to healing it for my highest good and for the highest good of my goal. For the highest good of everyone who will be positively impacted by me earning that much money. I'm open to healing this for the highest good. And take a breath. And so when we hit things like this that aren't logical, but as soon as we see them and feel them, we know it's there. And, of course, you would never constantly declare to everybody you know or even your family how much you're earning. That's not really done. However, the value of imagining it to see the real trigger is the gold here. Even though it's something you may never do, it's seeing the downside in earning that much money. And when I talked about honoring it and then healing it for the highest good, I want you to just remember, you know, put your hand on your heart for a second. Remember that by you setting this goal for money, for dollars and cents, earning more money, that will only come through and with other people. So here's a question. Is it your intention to earn that money by harming and scamming other people? I so far haven't met anyone that said yes to that. So I want you to remind yourself that not only will you and your family and people you love and care about and even causes that you want to give to, not only will they benefit very directly from you earning that much money, but I want you to think about the bigger impact. If you are a small business and you doubled or tripled your revenue, how many different people will get impacted by that? What about all of the vendors, all of the businesses that you support? If you are a coach and you are doubling or tripling your income, doesn't that mean that people, more people, are getting more of exactly the amazing transformation that you deliver? More people, and they're getting more from you. They must be. And particularly if you are someone who is an expert that solves problems for people, as most business people are at some level, and in order to earn that money, there's often things that we do around educating the marketplace and helping and supporting people in ways around giving content or giving talks. And so I want you to recognize that you earning that much money probably means that you will be giving and being and doing a version of you that will impact even more people beyond just your direct customers or clients or your corporation that you work for. So there is a big ripple effect that you need to remember and honor, because we get very narrow-sighted when we look at the number, and then we have all of our programming around it's selfish to want to earn that much more. It's two or three times more than anyone in my family ever earned. And we feel that crushing weight of it's not okay, it's embarrassing, people would judge me, what would they think of me, who do I think I am? When we go down into that spiral, it's so important to do the tapping and to have this intention for healing it for the highest good, not just for you. There's an expanded impact. When we set a higher goal for ourselves, many people are brought up and come up with us. Think of the, if you were earning that much money, there might be people that you could support. You might need to hire people who will have their dream job supporting you. And so this is bigger than just a goal for you. And I bring that up because I want to help you to go from this place of feeling all of the programming and the fear about the judgment and even your own program judgment about what it means to want that much money and to really step into it and be earning it in a way that you're not unconsciously trying to get rid of it, and what it really means, the side for you, which is, yeah, it's going to be awesome and fun to earn that much money, 100%. You are going to be like, yay, this is great. And there is a higher intention and value and impact that comes with it that is also 100% true. Can you feel that? Am I speaking the truth? Can you feel that? And it is okay to include that intention in this goal. You know, I used to say, one of my affirmations was, you know, I want to be successful and I want to bring a lot of people with me, because there's no way I can get there on my own. I wouldn't want to. It wouldn't be fun anyway, and it's literally impossible. I want to be successful and do amazing things, and I want to bring a lot of amazing people, people I probably haven't even met yet, and of course I hadn't, my entire staff and team, I didn't know back then. I had this sense that there are going to be people that are going to appear, that are going to come up with me, whether as colleagues, and we kind of are all moving up together, which is so fun, or as people who will become important partners in business with me, or even team members who are there to support me. Lord knows where they came from, but they're like, I want to support you and help me to grow to that number. And then we all get there together. You all get there together, and it's a beautiful thing. All of that is in that number, is in that goal. And it is a journey. So the last thing I want to talk about is goals, even great ones, can be used to demotivate yourself. And I don't want that to happen. So I want to point out something incredibly important around working towards a goal. I've mentioned it a couple of times that this goal represents kind of a journey, right? A journey of growing into the you that is the person standing in that level of power and value. It also represents, you know, actions that you're going to take, strategies, real things that are going to happen. And so the goal is not going to happen literally tomorrow. It is going to be a journey and a process that is going to unfold. Now, here's the mistake that we make. The mistake that we make is we look at our goal every day, which can take a year, 2, 3 years maybe, depending on how you're setting your goal. And there's not a lot to celebrate. And there's actually going to be things that pop up, inspired actions and things that you'll have to do. And, you know, for some people who are like starting a business, it's like, I got to create a website. There's all these things to do. In each step you take, the habit that we have is to look at that step and say, I'm nowhere near my goal yet. There's so much more to do. I haven't gotten there yet. And I probably should have done that last week. I'm so far behind. Because we're looking at where we are all the way to the goal. So it's important for you to recognize that goals are not motivating on a daily basis. Yes, it can be very motivating to have these moments where we sit in the excitement, like law of attraction will tell you, you know, visualize it, get into the feeling of it, and be like, oh, my God, I can almost taste it. I'm going to take a trip. It's going to be amazing. But it is not motivating enough on a daily basis. The way that you need to change your thinking around this goal is that you are going to celebrate progress every step of the way towards the goal. You know what is motivating? Celebration. Even when it's just you doing something as ridiculous as standing in your house and going, I rock, I did it, I'm amazing. And all you did was write an email or make a phone call or reach out. Even if it's something you think you should have done 3 weeks ago and it's not enough, you have to do 10 more, you stop and you celebrate. And then you tell other people about it. Guess what I did today? I wrote the email. That email I've been putting off, I wrote it. I wrote it. I wrote it. I did it. You celebrate progress. Nobody does that. They think it's silly. They think it's crazy. And why would you celebrate it? You're not at the goal. If you delay celebrating for years, all the work and all the steps and the journey that you will go on, instead of it being fun, it will feel like a struggle. It can start out fun and turn into a struggle, a lonely struggle, and it doesn't have to be that way. And I promise you that when we do that, and you're gonna tell me, you know what, Margaret, you're right. When we do that, we can reach the goal, and most of the time, we still don't really celebrate. Most people say, huh, I thought I was going to feel something when I got here. I don't know, more something, more alive, more happy, more fulfilled, and I don't know, I don't really feel anything. And so we're in a habit of never giving ourselves the gift of celebration. So if it's difficult for you to take praise, if you're very hard on yourself, if you're always saying to yourself, I got that done, but it should have been done last week, or there's so much more to do, or it's not quite good enough, I want you to know that what you are doing is taking 90% of the motivation and energy that you could have and flushing it down the toilet, saying no to it, getting rid of it, just squelching it. I want you to be very clear about that. You will get so much more energy, something I'm going to talk a lot about at the event, so much more energy and motivation when you celebrate. And I know it sounds silly and we don't want to do it, and I've shared many, many times that when I do something that I've been procrastinating about, and literally it takes like gripping my desk over and over so I don't get up and walk away because I don't have a boss. I am alone in my office like many coaches and experts. right? When I get something done, I will. It could literally be writing an email to somebody. I will celebrate like I just cured cancer, because I need that and you need that. And if you don't need it, it only means one thing. It means that you're a robot, that you have evolved into a robot, and robots, computers, are the only things on this planet that don't require any validation or reinforcement when they do things. The rest of us are human, and when we celebrate, you will get a massive increase in motivation. And, you know, this is something that Dan Kennedy, who is a very famous teacher in the personal development space and in the coaching space, teaches. You always measure your progress from where you started, not to your goal. If you keep measuring how far you are from your goal, you're going to want to light yourself on fire. But what you do is you celebrate by measuring the progress. This is how far I have come. And he says the same thing. It will give you so much more motivation. And so as you look at this goal, there are going to be steps that you take. Some may be clear now. Some may not be clear. Some may be clear right now. And then as you take steps and do them, they shift and the direction changes. And that is okay. Right? I was quite sure that I was going to do stress management workshops for a living inside corporations, because I came from corporate America, and it made sense to me that I would take all of this work I've learned and go into corporations and be like a consultant to corporations, leadership consulting, stress management consulting. And I took a lot of steps in that direction. And that direction kept giving me, it was fine, but I kept getting pulled into another direction. And so I changed course, I took steps, I felt it out, and each step of the way, I stayed open to what was unfolding, right? So even steps you might have outlined now are going to change and shift. The important thing is that every step you take, even just tapping on your resistance, you need to start the habit of celebrating. We actually call it, the Tapping Into Wealth coaches that I coach and work with, that work with thousands of clients, we actually call this a real process called the Retrain Your Brain to Celebrate Progress process. And it really is about retraining yourself to celebrate, because it will give you a massive increase in motivation. A massive increase in motivation. The other side is having your goal start to become demoralizing and disappointing and depressing, because you will feel, even when you're working hard and taking steps, well, I can't celebrate yet because I haven't achieved the goal. And that is a danger zone and a mistake. And I want you to be super clear about it and make a commitment right now. Write it on your piece of paper. I promise to celebrate progress. Even if it sounds and feels silly and crazy at the time, I promise to celebrate progress, even if it sounds and feels silly and crazy at the time. And I'll give you one key strategy that I highly recommend. Many coaches and experts are working alone in their home. And we need motivation more than anybody else, because we don't have a boss holding us accountable. And that's why we often use coaches ourselves to help us stay accountable. But even if you're employed, there's many times when you're home alone and you're in your home, and even if you have children running amok, you can go into your own bedroom. And this is the process. When you take some action and you make even a little bit of progress, I want you to walk around your house or your bedroom, pointing at yourself and saying, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and then say your name. So I say, Margaret Lynch, this is happening. Oh, yeah, I did it. I rock. I'm awesome. I'm a rock star. And you walk around, and it's going to sound silly, and you're going to find yourself laughing doing it. And I want you to promise you're going to do it anyway. And if you insist on not doing it, it means you are endeavoring to turn yourself into a little robot. And robots don't have energy and enthusiasm, okay? So that is your homework as we end this module. And as I said earlier, to use those specific tapping scripts around your goals and to be very thoughtful about what it will mean, feel like, look like, and who you will be as the person who is earning that much money, both in how you deal with your money, the way that you give, and the kind of value you'll be putting in the marketplace and who you will be positively impacting with that money. I want you to really think about and start picturing what it will be like to be earning that much money and the person you're growing into that you are becoming that actually easily earns and manages and has and is a container for that much money and that much value. And celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Okay, that is your homework, and I will see you on the next module.